Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hi, I wanted to talk a little bit more about chasing skinny. I was thinking about it this morning while I was having my coffee. And, you know, I had my baby 3 months ago. And in all honesty, this is the healthiest I've ever been mentally in my mind. And the least that I've actually needed to focus on relaxing and letting go when it comes to emotions and eating. Giovanni, hush. It's literally 7 a.m. I'm about to get the kids ready for school. Anyway, and I was just thinking because I could just feel my clothes are big. And the clothes that I'm wearing are clothes that I wore pre-pregnancy. So it's not like they're big because I had the baby. Good morning, puppy. You ready to do your hair? Get your shoes on, okay? And I was just thinking about the concept of chasing skinny because for years I chased it and it never came and it was always so hard to be free around food. Papi, shh, I'm recording, okay? And it was just hard around food for me. And here I am, not giving a shit. I'm just like, whatever. Like, this year is a year of, like, complete surrender for me. And I'm just at this kind of feeling of, I know what I want, but I'm not going to chase it anymore. It's kind of like an energetic thing where I'm just being as present as I can be and allowing everything that I want or need in my life to come to me. And when it comes to eating, this is the healthiest I've ever been. And I had a baby, and normally I would be bigger than normal or, you know, there would be weight loss that needs to come, but I'm just like feeling perfect right now. And the reason that I come on to say this is because just keep going, you know, make presence your goal. Make stillness your goal. Stop chasing anything. When we chase things, the energy is one where we are trying to achieve something in a way that there's no relaxation. It creates anxiety and it creates this kind of pull for struggle, if that makes sense. You know, this feeling like you don't have what you want. You know, when we're going after skinny in that mentality of like, I need to have this, then the feelings that you're coming up for you are like, I'm not perfect now. And when we have this inability to accept the present moment where we're at right now, we push it away, what we actually want. Because we're so focused on, I'm this. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not what I need. And it creates more emotion because when we don't have what we want in the moment, there's a struggle there. There's a sadness. And oftentimes it can lead to depression or anxiety or, you know, these different things. There has to be a love for who you are in this moment so that you can be in presence. You can be here and now and say, I am beautiful here and now. I'm perfect here and now. And I'm going to work on my emotions. I'm going to work on honing into my intuition so that I can move into eating normal And when I move into following my body answers. It allows me to get into the state that I want to be with it. It allows me to get into the natural state that it was born to be in. Why? Because you're not eating out of emotion. You're not eating out of boredom. You're not trying to push your natural instincts away by eating certain things that you really don't want. You're settling into who you are and allowing yourself, your intuition, to guide you. And when you cannot tap into intuition unless you're present, you have to be peaceful to understand and feel into that. If you're not peaceful, then nothing that comes to you is reliable. You don't know if it's coming from emotion. You don't know if it's coming from intuition. It's a big mixture of emotion. And then you're focused on, you know, the size of your body. I'm too big. Well, you know what? This is the way God made you. You should love yourself. No matter what, you are a human being, beautiful, perfect human being. And the size of your body doesn't matter on whether you should love yourself or not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to stop loving yourself because you're not perfect in your own viewpoint. But in God's eyes, you are perfect in your own spiritual sense. I'm not trying to get into some kind of like, I'm not trying to get outside of my point. My point is that within you, you are perfect. You do have spirit within you. There is a present being within you, this place inside of you that is very still. And if you anchor into that, you're going to tap into the perfection, the feeling of perfection. You're going to feel into that. You're going to feel perfect. You're going to know in your heart that there's nothing wrong with you. And then once you tap into that and know and consistently sit in that knowing, everything else falls into place because your body just naturally starts getting to where it needs to be because you're loving it, because you're in a present state where you can listen and allow in the guidance and allow in the knowing that's within you always. But if you're chasing something, if you're chasing skinny, then you're not in presence. You can't chase something and be present at the same time. You have to be still like an anchor. Okay? So make that your goal. Make anchoring in your goal. Being present your goal. Everything else will heal. Your emotions will heal. Your body will go to its natural set point. I promise you. But you have to be present consistently. Sit in that. Make that your goal today. All right? Let me know if you have any questions. Leave a message on Spotify. Message me at my email, martita@martitarobinson.com. All right, I love you. You've got this.